Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Passion Podcast. It's Louie. I'm driving through the heart of downtown Atlanta, as fate would have it right now. I don't believe in fate. But as we come around this next curve, I'm going to be able to see the top of something that is making us all really excited right now. I'm looking through the buildings of downtown. I don't see it yet. I do see the Marriott Marquis Hotel where somebody's going to camp out. I see the Westin. I see the Hilton. I see Grady Memorial Hospital. And I see the Georgia Capitol with its gold-crested dome. But I don't see what I'm looking for yet, but I'm going to see it momentarily. We got to speed up a little bit because we're live on the podcast, Brad. We're already in the HOV lane, and we're going to kick it in a little bit here because I want this to be real. I could fake it, but hey, this is the Passion Podcast. You get what you get. And so we're going under the I-20 overpass. We're headed south toward the Atlanta airport. We're about to pass Turner Field, and any minute now, over the horizon, it's going to come what we're looking for. And there it is. I see it now. The Georgia Dome. Yes. Come on, Brad.
Come on.
Come on. The Georgia Dome is just waiting on us. It's just sitting there waiting on us. And so congratulations to all you student types. You are happy campers right now. Finals are over. You are on your way home or already have arrived home, and happiness has abounded everywhere. Mom's cooking. The sofa, laying in your own bed, sleeping till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. These are the things a student looks forward to. This is what finals is all about. So congratulations. It's just a few days now till Christmas. We wanted to drop in with you today with a really, really, really special guest on the Passion Podcast. But before we get to our interview today with a famed hip-hop artist and amazing force in the kingdom of God, Lecrae, we just want to remind you of a few things coming into Passion. Number one, starting today, the 19th of December, Acclimate, a journey of prayer and the Word on the way to the dome, is dropping into your world. And the whole idea of this is that we are going to be reading the Word of God together 24 hours a day. You don't have to read all day long, obviously, but we're going to be reading the Word of God together on the way to the dome. And so come to the Passion 2012 website. There'll be a link there. You can visit this page on your phone when you're waiting for somebody to come out of the mall, when you're waiting for somebody to come meet you at a restaurant, you're sitting at your aunt's house. You can check it online, and you can read along the Word of God wherever you are with people all around the world who are preparing the way to the dome by acclimating our hearts. That means getting our hearts prepared to be in the heights with God. To be in a place of holy mystery with God. And so check that out. Don't miss out on that. Do something now. Just want to remind you, this is a before Passion event. So you need to go to Passion 2012. You need to get engaged. You need to see what our partner causes are. You need to start figuring out how you can raise some money to bring with you to the dome so that we can not only hit this million-dollar goal, but we can blow this million-dollar goal out of the water. And so check that out. Towels and socks. I love it. Saw a guy tweeting the other day. Went to a thrift store. Wanted to buy up some socks. The lady said, "Why are you buying all these socks?" Told her about towels and socks at the dome. The lady gave him all the socks that she had in the thrift store. Said he walked out of the thrift store with 350 pairs of socks. And so we're on the way to the dome. We got socks coming already. But towels and socks, that means you take one from mom and dad's house over the holidays, you slip it into your bag, you bring it to the dome. That's the way that works. You don't have to go to Target. You don't have to go to Walmart. Just bring a like new towel from home and we'll be thrilled with that. But a package of new socks for men, women, or children, bring those with you to the dome as well. And there's still time for you to bring a friend. Just want you to know that. You know, I've told you over time that we're not set at the dome for like 60,000 people. We're set for less than that, and it looks like we possibly could max out on the way we've got the dome set, but there is room for you to bring your friend, your neighbor, your cousin, your roommate, your boyfriend, and don't give up hope. Don't be one of those podcast listeners that says, "Man, it's just a few weeks to the dome, and I don't have my stuff together." Ask God to do a miracle. Ask God to provide for you in a supernatural way and trust Him to do that. And I promise you, there are so many stories we're hearing of people who their position wasn't, "Well, I can't because of this, that, or the other." Their position was, "God, I want to, And if you want me to, will you do something miraculous beyond my ability, beyond my power? And they have seen God come through like he always does and do something that just blew them away. So Merry Christmas to everybody. This is a little Christmas treat from us to you. A little interview with Lecrae Moore, and it's going to come to you right after the break. We'll be back in just a minute.
Excited to be back on the Passion Podcast with Atlanta's own Lecrae Moore joining us today. Just one name. I like that, Lecrae. So glad you're with us. Thanks for taking time to jump on the Passion Podcast today.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure. It's an honor.
I know you've been out of the United States. In fact, I was following you a little bit on Twitter. You were in Africa. Tell us about your journey. What did you see there? And what's still like sitting heavy on your heart now that you're home?
So we did, just got back from, you know, six different countries in Africa. And it was just incredible. A lot of, you know, artists kind of avoid some of the countries we've gone to. They're just not, sexy places to go, but God really, humbled us and humbled me specifically and just reignited, recalibrated me and just definitely gave me a heart to, see the whole world excited about the Lord. And I was more, my faith was encouraged. It's usually the story. Your faith is always encouraged when you leave instead of, you know, you igniting a fire into somebody else. And so it was definitely a mutual encouragement. And now, I think more than anything, my recalibration back here in the States is there's definitely a greater sense of sacrifice, a greater sense of my life not being my own. The trip was so rigorous and rugged that, you know, it just kind of reminded me that, you know, or showed me that, you know, I can deal with and go through it way more than I even know I can for the cause of Christ. So
that's so cool. Tell us about one of the six countries you were in and maybe one of the places that you went to that's kind of off the beaten path for most other people.
You know, I think one of the places we went to was Mozambique and, you know, and just traveling through there, and talking to some of the people and sharing our faith, really kind of demonstrated and showed us that, you know, one, we are very privileged in the West to have the democracy that we have to have some of the liberties that we have. And there were no rights. There was, you know, it was just kind of anything goes. And we were consistently asked to give bribes. I unfortunately witnessed the person being beaten in the street. And, you know, it just brought me to tears because I wanted to do something, but I was, you know, told to stay back because there was really nothing I could do. And so those type of moments really gave me a stronger desire to run harder and to really let it all out for Christ.
You know, the thing that I hate the term, but I'm going to use it anyway, but it feels to me like you came out of nowhere. I know you didn't come out of nowhere. You came out of somewhere.
Sure.
But it feels like you came out of nowhere and just exploded. And all of a sudden, you know, every time I turn around, honestly, anywhere I am in the world, I was in Africa recently a few months ago as well, having a conversation with some people, and they said, man, I heard Lecrae was at Passion last year. And I was like, okay, yeah, he was. And so all of a sudden, it's just Lecrae. And the thing that is really blowing my mind is that it's not just this rapper guy who has appeared on the scene, but it's like this theologically deep, lots of an underpinning of strong, you know, sovereignty of God. And then you got this rapper exterior, and it's actually amazing. And how did all that come together?
Yeah, I like to tell people that I'm authentically Christian, but I'm authentically hip-hop. Because it really is kind of a weird mix that I think a lot of people haven't seen or are not used to seeing. But, you know, there's a remnant of us out there. And you know, I was brought up in and around just hip-hop culture. So it's kind of what I know and understand. And it's really just at the core of who I am, just the culture that shaped me and developed me. So in the same way somebody would have grown up in the South and would enjoy Southern cooking or, you know, just some distinctives about living in the South. There's some distinctives about growing up in hip hop culture and just appreciating rap music and you know, your hat kind of tilted to the side and so on and so forth. That make me who I am. But then, you know, I was I became a Christian in college and was a part of a college ministry up in Denton at the University of North Texas. And I think that really, you know, the incredible teaching that I was under really began to shape a lot of my worldview and to really give me my footing and my grounding. And so as I grew as an artist, I grew as a Christian, and my theological distinctives all were formed at the same time my artistry was being formed. And so they kind of have merged together and become intertwined. And I think on one end, some people have just appreciated the art and that has given me a platform. But then on the other end, some people have appreciated you know, theological.
Yeah, the content.
Yeah.
Amazing. You know, I did some time in Texas, and so I know of the legend of Tommy Nelson, too.
Yeah.
He is a man among men, you know?
Yeah.
And I know I've had a lot of friends who've gone through his discipleship training program, and it's not for, you know, the lighthearted. It's like, I don't know what time it is, but it's like 4 a.m. or something ridiculous, and I think he'd already worked out before that.
Yeah.
But I know it's like a commitment, and it's digging in, it's embracing and breathing the living words of God, you know, and you've been a part of that. And so it's not like you just came like out of this music scene, you got all these artist giftings, but you've logged in some serious time studying the Word of God under amazing teachers, and I know you're still even in the process of that, and that's kind of, this isn't accidental, right?
Right, absolutely. Yeah, God is definitely, you know, orchestrating it all behind the scenes, and I'm just grateful to play a part in it.
Yeah, well, you come out with something like, I can play the background. It's not only like the most clever lyric of all time, but it's like in a sentence and such poetry, everything passion represents. And so It's been incredible to have sort of a merging together of what God's doing in your life and what we have kind of brewed in our hearts around passion. You got to be a part of Passion Atlanta, Fort Worth last year. It's your first time in the door. What do you think about passion?
I thought it was, people had described it to me and people had given me these grand, you know, descriptions of passion and the experience and the movement. And I thought it far exceeded everything anybody had ever told me. It was incredible. I mean, I'm at a loss of words for what it was. It really inspired me to want to tell the world about Jesus and just to, you know, to make him famous more than he is now. So
that's so cool. It's amazing. We've kind of taken a step across the street into the dome, which I love in our little video. I'm excited about the dome. My favorite part is the Lecrae part. I'm excited about it because there's going to be a lot of something about Jesus, and I'm excited because it's in Georgia, and that's where I live. And it's cool. It's cool to have that hometown thing going. You know, a bunch of us live in Atlanta now, but we're taking a step across the street to the dome. Kind of couldn't find enough room in the Phillips Arena, George Will Conquer Center last year, and we're excited about what's happening. I just wonder, what would you say to somebody who is a podcast listener and is 2 weeks away from Passion, and they're still sitting on the fence, and they're like, I just don't know if I can make it or not. It's going to take me a lot of effort, or it's a long drive, or I still don't have all my funds together. What would you say to somebody that's kind of still sitting in that, I'd like to go, but I'm not sure moment?
I would say that there are, I think there are milestones in everyone's life, and there are just catalytic things that move us from one, one aspect of life to another. And I really think that passion is, one of those, milestones for, you know, hundreds of thousands of people around the world. And I'm positive that it will be that for somebody who's wrestling, somebody who's, and I would encourage them to pray, to talk to whoever you can talk to get the support to get there. If it's just a matter of, man, I just don't know if I feel like it, feel like it.
Yeah. That's what I've been telling people, man. It's like, I can't work it out. It's this, it's that. Yeah, and I'm like, look, you're a college student. You do what you want to do. You get where you want to be in life. So work it out, you know, figure it out. You're going to want to be there, not hear about it. So you have a relationship with John Piper, which I love. You know, that's when I'm thinking about John Piper, I think about hip hop. First thing comes to mind. And, you know, I love it that he gave a talk at Passion One Day 2000 called Don't Waste Your Life. It was like an atomic bomb dropping on my life, and the tens of thousands of students that were there that day, and since then, the whole world. And you partnered up with him, and you've actually kind of come around that musically, that same idea, don't waste your life. What's the heart of that, if you could just kind of communicate that message to somebody today that maybe doesn't really know what is at the core of this whole thing?
Yeah, well, at the end of the day, the concept and the idea of don't waste your life is that is that our life was, you know, there's, everyone has the center of their life, something that motivates them, inspires them, wakes them up every morning. And unfortunately for a lot of people, it's success, it's money, it's relationships. And, you know, God wired us, hardwired us to be worshipers. But ultimately, if we're not worshiping him, we're going to worship something. And so don't waste your life is essentially saying, listen, God created you to worship him. God created you to live for him and him alone. And any other pursuit is a wasted life. And so, you know, when you look back on your years of life, was it a life that you can say demonstrated that Jesus was the ultimate value in life? There was nothing and no one more valuable than him. Or your life say that Jesus was cool, but my career was what was most valuable to me. And so that's really the heart of Don't Waste Your Life, is that God gave you life to live for him. And that's what a life worth living is.
That's what's happening musically in the Lecrae world. You cooking up anything new?
I am. I'm actually I'm in the studio now. So I just hopefully by, you know, mid 2012, I'll have something in the works. And if I can get some stuff cooked up, I may be able to give some people a sneak preview at the Dome.
Okay, now that's what people want to hear right there. That's why people tune into the Passion Podcast right there. They're like, okay, that's all I needed to know. That's what you needed to say about why does somebody want to be at the Dome. There's a small chance you might get to hear something new from Lecrae.
Yeah.
So I know that'd be enough for a lot of people. Yeah. Hey, I just want you to know that I just appreciate you so much. And I love the weight, man. It's kind of like a 1-2 punch. And I love what you do, and your artistry and your gifts are amazing. And, you know, I just like saying that out loud, because I think sometimes, and I don't know if I can even say this or not, but I think sometimes from the Christian world, trying to get into this hip-hop world, it always feels like we're trying a little bit.
Mm.
And there's something about you that your gifts and your abilities and your the beauty of what you do, man, it's just the best. And so that's like punch number one. It's like, okay, that's just good enough. And then it's like the second punch is just this whole message that you were just unfolding. And I'm telling you, it's a lethal combination. And it kind of helps me know in a heartbeat when I'm around you. And I remember meeting you for the very first time. It lets me know why you've come out of nowhere and why you've blown up the way you have. And wow. You're a great carrier of the story of Jesus. And I just love it. It's such a privilege for us to partner with you. And on behalf of, I know, tens of thousands of students who are headed to Atlanta to the Dome, and all of our team, I just want you to know we're so excited you're going to be a part of it, and I can't wait to stand in that moment with you and see what Jesus is all about.
Awesome. I'm equally encouraged. Thank you for that.
Yeah, thanks for joining us today, Lecrae. We look forward to seeing you in 2 weeks.
I do, too. I look forward to it. I'm super excited.
Awesome.
The glory is of His righteousness and wonders of His love and wonders of His love.
So incredible having Lecrae with us in Atlanta. So incredible living in the same city as this guy. He's a part of an amazing church in town. The real deal, you know, just really loving God, loving his family, following Jesus, and such an amazing voice right now, such incredible influence, and cannot wait to have him and others like him. John Piper, we mentioned on the interview, Beth Moore, Christine Kane of A21, David Crowder Band's final concert, Matt Redman, Christy Knuckles, Christian Stanfield, Charlie Hall, Chris Tomlin, Hillsong United, Francis Chan. It's, you know, come on. It's like, hello. So pray for these guys. Pray for our team. Join us on the Acclimate journey. When you have a minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 15 minutes throughout the day, every day, starting today, all the way to the opening of the first session on January 2nd at the Dome. Check it out and be a part. We want from Passion and all of our team, from Shelley, myself, Cheryl, our events team, and everyone at Passion, we want to say Merry Christmas to you guys. We want to celebrate Jesus and embrace the reality of the grace of God in the midst of the craziness of this season. Hope that you've taken a deep breath in remembering that in the darkest night of all, when no one expected it, Jesus broke onto the scene in power to light up this world and to light up our lives. We love you guys. Merry Christmas to all of you. We hope you have a fantastic time at home with your families, where you're traveling. And we'll be back in touch with you before Passion 2012 The Dome. Just a few days now. It's going to be awesome. Take care.
We are the freedom generation, singing of mercy. You are the one who set us all in motion. Yours is the glory.